For years, the debate over offshore drilling in Alaska has focused on the Arctic. But this week, the Trump administration proposed opening almost all Alaska waters to oil and gas leasing from southeast to the Bering Strait to the Canadian border. That includes areas that have never seen drilling. Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports on the reaction from coastal communities.
Ask Linda Benkin of Sitka how she feels about the proposal.
I probably better not say that on tape.
Benkin heads up the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. She worries that an oil spill anywhere in the Gulf of Alaska or the Bering Sea could put fish stocks all over the state at risk.
It's really deeply disturbing to see the willingness to place at risk up and down our coasts, the renewable resources that are the cornerstone of the economy and people's way of life.
That's a feeling echoed by Mark Vinsel. He runs the United Fishermen of Alaska, which represents the state's commercial fisheries. Vinsel says he's glad the Trump administration excluded the North Aleutian Basin planning area, which borders Bristol Bay. But he says fishermen haven't forgotten the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. And if more waters are opened up to oil and gas development, there needs to be a lot of community oversight. He says the message is pretty simple.
You need to be careful up here, whatever you're doing. This is really, really dangerous waters. The fishermen know that, and everybody in the Arctic Rim knows that.
In Unalaska, Mayor Frank Kelty was taken by surprise when he heard the Trump administration was proposing to open waters surrounding the Aleutians and Pribilofs. Kelty says he's not opposed to oil and gas development, but Unalaska depends on fishing, and any oil and gas drilling would have to be done right.
I think there's going to be a lot of pushback from not just the enviro community, but from coastal communities such as mine and other fishery-dependent communities across the country.
Across the country, because the Trump administration is also proposing to open waters up and down the east and west coasts, from Maine to Florida and Washington to California. The proposal also came as a surprise in Nome. Austin Amasek works for Kowarik, which represents tribes across the Bering Strait region. He says local communities have made it very clear where they stand. They've opposed oil and gas development in their waters for decades.
You know, there are areas where our people have hunted and commercially fished for quite a long time. It's where we make our living, so we're quite concerned about the aggressive nature of this draft proposed program.
The Trump administration has stressed that this is just a draft. The Interior Department could remove some areas from the final plan, depending on feedback from communities. The proposal will be open for public comment for the next 2 months. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.